Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The NFL and Epic Games partnered last week to bring Team Skins to one of the most popular video games in the world,
So what does Team Skins mean?
It means, so remember how we were talking about the player that beat Mahomes in his jersey? So what they're saying is, I guess by skins,
so they Team mean Skin is your jersey.
Your jersey. Okay, so it got a little weird yesterday, though. So anyway,
Fortnite, exactly. So basically the game Fortnite, which I know nothing really about, but the game Fortnite, you can
purchase the jersey
items, you can
to choose
play
a
as a Buffalo Bill or a player or whatever,
So some gamers appeared to have it turned around on the partners and could have been using the new skins to court controversy. These players created Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, and this was really controversial. They did Aaron Hernandez.
That was bad. That was poor taste.
Like standing there flexing. I don't know. I think that's weird.
Wasn't there a Michael Vick?
Michael Vick with a dog.
Yeah. These dudes are getting crazy.
But that's how, you know, that's
to be expected.
That's what teenage boys do.
Probably adults.
That's true.
You a big Fortnite player, Corey?
No.
You know, I don't take you as a video gamer.
I play the ponies. like Bob in Vermont, I play the ponies.
Yeah, like, do you have an Xbox or a PlayStation or anything?
No, I just go to the track and play the ponies, man.
I won an Xbox at a Fantasy Sports Network Christmas party.
That's right, you sure did, son. I remember that. Yeah.
I sold it to Al Vartanian.
Good job. Good job.
I was like, no, I'm going to keep it, and you know what, it'll be cool. In wintertime, I'll play games. Bro, it sat there for like 6 weeks. Yeah. It was gathering dust and stuff, and I was like, you know,
I don't see you as a video gamer.
I used to play for money. I used to play like Madden and all kinds of video games for money, but it brought out the worst in me.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, we'd get into fights and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you get really competitive.
Me and my friends once got into an all-out brawl. Like, I actually threw someone down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Over a video game?
No, it was over a Monopoly.
Even worse.
Even worse. Corey took a word out of my mouth.
I used to have hair. It was right out of a movie type thing. Like, buddy grabbed me by my hair and slammed my face into a toilet repeatedly.
Oh, so it went down.
Yeah, so I threw him down a flight of stairs. We were playing Monopoly for real money.
That's crazy.
So we used to play, me and our buddies, we used to play Monopoly for real money. So, dude, the pot, there was like $500 in the middle of it. And buddy got eliminated from the game. He ran out of money. And when he got up, he flipped the board.
Yeah.
And the money and the pieces went everywhere.
That sounded like something one of my
I got up do. And I don't know, man. Like,
he snapped.
Yeah, I punched him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Like, I technically sucker punched him. Like, he got up and he was walking out of the room, and I felt as if though I was about to win the game. So I went up and I just punched him in the back of the head. And he turned around and started smashing my face into a toilet.
Sound like you lost.
And we both, there was a lot of damage done to both of us.
Okay, oh, okay. Wow. Good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job.
Mm. Oh, we destroyed the place. Like, we went through a wall. Like, literally, it was like a wrestling thing.
Yeah.
Like, I actually, like, did the spear thing.
Yeah.
I put him through a drywall. We both went through a wall.
That's wild. Yeah, y'all was going for it.
What about your family, Michelle? Is there any person that's very competitive? Like my family, who I don't talk to anymore, but when I did...
I'm sorry to hear that, Gabe.
That's all right. They're jerks. I nearly did get into a fist fight with an uncle over a ping pong tournament. Like, basically, my family are full of psychopaths. Like, really? I have an uncle that played I have an uncle that played in the NHL.
Yeah, your grandpa too, right?
Yeah, my grandfather too. And there was a wedding. Another one of my uncles was getting married. They got into a fight during the ceremony.
That's wild.
Like, not after, during.
Yeah.
Like, during, like, wearing suits and stuff, they rolled down a hill.
It's wild.
Like, they tumbled down a hill. Big, like, 6'3" dudes, like, throwing hard at each other before the wedding.
Now you got to change suits and all of that stuff. I know the bride was destroyed.
We all know competitive people. I mean.
Oh, trust me, my whole
This is boy. Why I had to stop, though. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I played sports, it got out of control. I went to a charity. You're going to like this, Corey. I played at a charity roller hockey. So it's like hockey, but on like rollerblades.
Roller skates, yeah.
And it's in Montreal. So people, it's hockey and whatever. It's a big thing. It was with like the Jewish Benevolent Community Association or whatever.
Nice way to give back.
Yeah, so I got invited. And this kid stole the ball from me a couple of times. But like pretty aggressively, Corey.
Yeah.
Like, and sort of laughed and sort of talked smack as he did it.
Yeah, you didn't like that, did
and
you?
I'm not, you know, I'm not a rollerblader. I can skate, but I'm not a rollerblader, so I'm sort of going around.
Yeah.
Kid comes up, takes the ball from me. Sort of, ah, Morency, ha ha, old man. Whatever. Like the kid sort of, you know, the kid was probably about 14, 15 or something.
Yeah.
I warned the kid and whatever, man. I basically slew footed the kid.
What was the warning? Tell me what the warning was.
I said, if you show me up again, I'm going to effing get you. And he showed me up again.
He said, I'll show you, old man.
Yeah. And in slew foot, it's pretty much the cheapest thing you can do in hockey. Yeah. It's sort of like pushing someone in the back in basketball.
Wow.
It's basically you kick their skates out from behind them. So they just fall backwards on their ass. But I did it. I basically like tripped the kid and he went face first into the boards.
Nice.
Like he crumbled like boom, into the boards. They had to stop the game and stuff. And
you won't be talking that trash no more, young
fella. Yeah, that, I actually said that. I said, it's not so funny now, is it, kid? I skated away. Oh, yeah, people were freaking out. They were like, who invited Morency anyways?
Yeah, why we got him?
Yeah, I left. I was like, all right, I better leave here. So, So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I tripped a teenager face first into the boards once, and I'd do it again. You know, I got into it. We told, you know the story, Corey. I told a story about, like, Keith Van Horn at the NBA Hoop It Up.
Yeah.
Keith Van Horn, the pro player, Keith Van Horn, had to intervene in my game in the NBA Hoop It Up, and he told us that we were the worst group of people that he's ever seen at a basketball tournament. He said,
crazy.
We go against everything that basketball stands for.
That's wild.
And without missing a beat, my buddy says to him, you've been a real bust in the NBA, Van Horn. So you taking your boy Mahomes in this Monday night matchup?
Mahomes is a beast.
You taking Mahomes?
Of course I got Mahomes. Mahomes is a beast.
The Rams are 2.5-point favorites in Mexico City.
Lay the 2 with the Rams.
Yeah, 2.5. Over under 63. Biggest total in NFL history.
That's a good one right there.
They probably going to go under.
They might go over that one.
They'll probably go under. That's very high.
That is very high. But both teams can score. Why can't the final score be 38-35?
You think the altitude's bad in Denver? In Mexico City,
but bro? Wouldn't that help them?
Plus all the smog?
That would help
pollution.
Them.
Yeah, I don't know. They're gonna.
I'm not a scientist.
I'll say who's ever in better shape is going to help them.
That's true, too.
You know who I would say actually slight advantage with the altitude would be Kansas City Chiefs. Have the slight advantage with you.
Because they got Tyreek Hill.
Because they play in Denver.
That's true, too. And they have Tyreek Hill, a person that's almost impossible to
keep
up with.
They play in Denver every year. They're used. At least they play one game. They know what they're getting into.
That's true.
People don't realize it, Corey. The altitude is
no, that's the real deal.
It's a massive, massive thing.
That's the real deal.
It's a massive thing for the Denver Nuggets in the NBA. It's a massive advantage for the Denver Broncos. It is more so for the Nuggets because there's more running in basketball.
Yeah.
And teams are like, yeah, whatever, until they get there. We've seen
them. Imagine like a rookie first trip to Denver to play the Nuggets. He goes out partying the night before. Then he get up the next morning and try to run up and down that basketball court.
Yeah, yeah. That's for the first quarter. He's all right. By the second and a half quarter, he's got the oxygen mask.
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, it's a mile high for a reason. But Mexico City's like it's like a mile and a half or something. Like it makes Denver seem like it's at water level. The altitude. I remember they had the UFC. They went to Mexico City and they've gone to Denver as well. And they made a big mistake, Corey. They put the heavyweights, a couple of fat guys in Denver.
Yeah.
As one of the main events.
Gassed.
Bro, it was slow motion.
Gassed, right?
You've seen better bar fights. Like, both of them, like, one of the dudes was, like, basically, like, he had his arms down, Corey.
Yeah,
it was like Homer Simpson. Like, they were, like, drooling, and they were, like, slow motion. And, like, even the UFC after, they're like, all right, that was a big mistake putting these heavyweight guys. Like, they were too big. They were too fat.
Yeah,
They couldn't deal with it.
I wonder how I would do out there.
Can't go up and down the flight of stairs to the bathroom.
Okay, you act like
neither can I.
You act like about to say you're not Bruce Jenner.
I'm not running. Well, no, I'm not Bruce Jenner. I still have my. I don't have breasts, and I still have a penis.
Prove it.
No, prove it. You try to get his canned on the first day here, Bones? Prove it. Here, let me slide this over here to you here, Michelle.
Yeah.
So you can read this. So I'll make you be the bad guy.
So this is Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend.
No, I'll be the bad person on this. I'm used to it.
You just showed me this.
So basically, over the weekend, Patrick Mahomes, we talked about this. So Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend, her stepfather, was at the football game over the weekend. He passed away at the game.
Yeah.
He collapsed. He had a heart attack. He died.
And then his girlfriend posted a picture. She's smiling in the picture, like how I would take a picture at a game. Like,
yes. Can we get the shot here?
Like, yeah, as first picture.
So yeah, she's sort of beaming. She's like, this is before the game. So it's before the game. She's kind of smiling. But the thing is, she posted this picture after the game. So like, read what she says with the exclamation points. Now, you're a social, an Instagram girl, so
tell me. Today is a day I will never forget. Directly after this picture, I sprinted to the front entrance to see my stepdad passed out. He did not come back from this, and he was called to heaven. Today. I know 100% he is so happy up there with his kids looking down on us and cheering loud that his Chiefs won today. Thank you everyone for the prayers and sweet texts. We will miss you, Paul, so much. I will take care of mom for you.
You wait a half hour?
Let me read it the way she said it.
Yeah.
Today is a day I'll never forget. Explanation point. Today is a day I'll never forget. Explanation point is had a great time at the football game today. And I know he's happy because the Chiefs won. He's dead. Like, I don't know what this thing with sports is. I love sports, but you think the guy's happy that he just died and the Chiefs won?
Yeah.
They're 17-point favorites. The court, oh, he's happy they won. They didn't even cover.
He might have had something on it, Gabe.
No, listen, I'm not making light of it. I don't like talking about people mourning.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. But it's whacked out. She posted a picture from the hospital after.
Yeah.
In the room where the Chiefs jersey.
Can you wait till a human being is cold?
Corey, look at the picture, bro.
Gabe, they can't even wait till the body is cold before they put it on social media.
And that's
dude, the body was still at the hospital. She's tweeting on Instagram, oh, at least the Chiefs won. Go Chiefs. And then it leads me into Patrick Mahomes tweeting last night about playing Fortnite.
He wasn't bother him at all.
Like, you guys have less heart than like Mike Francesa.
that's the problem with this social media. When people pass away today, it's just don't write it unless it's like maybe a couple.
I feel bad talking about this. I saw this on Sunday actually.
Yeah.
And I thought it was strange. And I was like, why is there exclamation point? And I just thought she's a dumb kid that doesn't understand that exclamation points mean excitement. Today's the day I'll never forget. Like your stepfather just like I don't understand. Like
it's not funny. But yeah, it's like
no, it's not.
Yeah, but like I know. I'm
no, you understand what I mean? It was a strange social media
it's very
post.
Strange.
I didn't want to say anything about it, so I saved it and I said it on my evil late night podcast that no one pays attention to. Then this morning I see this Mahomes stuff and tell us some Mahomes. He goes, pretty strange to get killed in Fortnite wearing my own jersey or something.
Yeah, well he goes, so he plays Fortnite a lot.
Like,
so
I don't know, dude. Like, what are you guys doing? This is 48 hours ago.
Right, he played someone who was wearing his jersey that beat him, and he tweeted, yesterday I played Fortnite for the first time in a while and someone killed me with my jersey on. I don't know how I feel about it. ..
How about like you're playing Fortnite, son?
I don't know, man. The whole story, the whole thing's just
they
weird.
Don't
to me.
They don't give.
So what do you say? I'm sorry, baby.
I'm
sorry about the stepfather. So about I'm in the middle of a Fortnite game.
Yeah, sorry about your stepdad.
Oh, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? I don't like.
Yeah.
Yo, what are we doing?
Today's a day I'll never forget. Like that, I don't know. Like honestly, my issue with this was her use of the exclamation point. That's the thing. She said, today's a day I'll never forget. But you can say that ... Yet there's a picture of her smiling.
Like, at the game.
Like you said, looking like, hey, look at me, I'm at the game. I gotta tell you guys something. This is how naive I am and how my little brain thinks. Earlier in the week, I thought, well, what's more of a distraction? Jared Goff's house burning down or Mahomes' girlfriend's stepfather dying. Now that I see that Mahomes is playing Fortnite,
they don't even care.
I see that he's not quite as stressed as I thought he was.
He doesn't even care, son. The thing about it is maybe say, okay, that's old girl stepdad, whatever, feel sorry for moms, whatever. But she just like the Lions.
I got a feeling she can beat the game on in L.A. on Monday. Go Chiefs.
She's like the Lions with Matt Patricia, son. You're not my real dad. So she really don't care. That's very, that listen.
Are we going to hell for talking about this? Am I somehow a bad guy for calling?
Just,
like,
we just keeping it 100.
I'm not questioning her upsetness.
Yeah.
I'm questioning her use of explanation
points. Everybody mourns differently. Let's put it like that.
There are
like
certain things you don't post on your social media.
You shouldn't break a death in your family should not be broken on social media.
No.
Someone's saying in the chat, too, like, why does she stay at the game? It's a strange story. Our condolences. For me, Mahomes playing Fortnite and talking about getting murdered playing Fortnite was the last straw.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was like, you guys, you're just weird.
You thought he would be in mourning, but he's not in mourning.
I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a distraction. He's going to be going to funerals.
Didn't care.
Imagine like consoling. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. And yeah, I got to play the Rams on Monday, but I've got my girlfriend here. I got to worry about this. Oh, man, bro's playing Fortnite. On Sunday during the Los Angeles Rams game against the Seattle Seahawks, microphones picked up Jared Goff shouting out instructions to the line of scrimmage. By the sound of it, Goff checked into a play called Halle Berry, which sounds remarkably similar to the name of the actress. Turns out that's what he was saying.
Okay.
All right.
So what's wrong with that?
Jared Goff, it's my favorite play ever. Halle Berry tweets him, says, nice. Hold up, what's a Halle Berry?
Yeah.
He goes, it's my favorite player ever. And that's how Halle Berry became the biggest line of scrimmage version since Omaha.
Omaha, Omaha.
Unlike the two other, the Rams' choice of words, easier to explain. Berry's a famous actress. The Rams are in L.A. As ESPN's Lindsay Theory reports, McNay said he named the play after Berry because of her beauty, and it was a compliment to the Oscar winner.
Nice, okay. Oh, look at that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jared Goff for that.
They're going to start raising it up a notch and start using like other actress names.
They might as well.
Lisa Ann. Tori Black.
John Schneider. John Schneider.
Yeah. Kia Maria. Kia. That'd be great to troll the 49ers.
Yes.
That's like the play called Kia Maria.
Yeah, I know, right?
With Jimmy G.
Jimmy G's piece.
I'm telling you, he has jumped up to a really...
Halle Berry. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
I'm telling you.
Halle Berry, 64. Halle Berry.
Well, now
Throw to a wide open wide receiver.
Now everyone
knows. Throw to a wide open wide receiver. Yeah, but if the pass rush come, I'm throwing it out of bounds. If the pass rush come, I'm throwing it out of bounds.
I cannot believe that there's one, like you have one incompletion from Jared Goff. You're like, oh, look, he's got happy feet.
So I've seen two halves of bad football in the past 3 weeks.
Two halves of bad football? He threw for 318 yards.
So two halves of bad football in the past
two
3 weeks.
Two halves of football. Good thing you're not like a voter into the Hall of Fame. Unless you're a Dallas Cowboy, no one gets in.
No.
You throw an incompletion once. I don't know, Jared. I'm sorry. You threw the ball out of bounds once. I didn't like that play. My first ever radio show, literally, first ever show was January 6, 2002. Doing a radio show. My first ever caller said, welcome to CFMB, F-Face. I got told off the first call. So for the record, when I started my radio career, I was just going to be like a normal guy. Just say, hey everybody. Let's talk about the Miami Dolphin game.
Yeah, this is Gabriel Morenci. I'm here with the WTRZ. How about the Bills?
Yeah, but it was going to be like about betting.
Yeah.
So I was going to give picks and whatever. But I didn't come out like, I'm going to F and smash you in the face.
Yeah, that's the
but
new
But after view. Like four or five prank calls that I got on my first ever show, I finally snapped. And I told the guy, I said, listen, the address of the radio station is 1400 Clark Street. I said, I'll be outside at 1205 and I'm going to smash your face in. And so I started threatening the callers. And the show
exploded.
It was one after another. I was like, and why don't you come down here and I'll smash your face with a brick?
Yeah.
So it was one by one. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was getting into it after. I was like, yeah,
it's pretty easy. Good.
So the next day, I got a call from the new manager. You know, boss, and I'm like, he goes, hey, listen, you're a real natural at this. Great first show. One of the best first shows I've ever heard, but he goes, please, next time, refrain from giving the address at a radio station. Someone broke our window before. Brad in Texas. What's up, Brad?
Brad, what up?
Yo, Corey, man, what's up with that WSJ?
Brad, how about them Cowboys?
Corey's not even happy
they
won.
How about them Cowboys,
He's not even,
Brad?
I'm happier than he
I'm
is.
I'm happy to be talking to Brad.
He came in here depressed.
How about them Cowboys, Brad? What up with you?
You don't have to call. You know, I got to call every morning when the Cowboys win.
Have you been drinking this morning, Brad?
The celebration's been continuing. You've been going hard all night, Brad?
Hey.
He has.
I'm in Texas. We do everything bigger in Texas.
There you go,
right.
Brad.
I like it. Bob's the first call, and Brad's the most wasted call we've had on this show exactly. So far. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, I'll be calling in and talk to you guys more often.
All right, good stuff, Brad. Don't drive anywhere today, Brad.
Yeah, Brad, stay inside today.
I'd stay inside.
Stay inside today and watch the highlight shows. Watch us, then watch the highlight shows, Brad. Don't go nowhere. Don't operate a motor vehicle today, Brad, or no sharp objects.
No, that's our public service announcement. Please, yeah. Don't mow the lawn. You're going to hear a man in Dallas lose his foot mowing lawn. That's going to be our boy, Brad.
So New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton confirmed he smashed a fire alarm inside his team's locker room before Sunday's victory at Cincinnati, saying, "I just needed the noise to stop."
The Bengals reported it to authorities that the Saints vandalized the room.
Bengals are petty.
And Sean, yeah, like, dude, you lost 51-14. And your response is, "We alerted the authorities to the damage done in the room." Your sorry asses had a fire alarm going off for 20 minutes before the game. Sean Payton's trying to give the pregame speech and the alarm keeps going off. And supposedly the team loved it. And it actually probably catapulted it. Like, imagine he's giving the speech, the alarm goes off. Finally,
like,
I think supposedly he grabbed the axe.
Yeah.
Supposedly he took an axe and he started smashing the alarm.
I like that.
And the team was like, yeah.
Let's go kill him.
And then after the Bengals, you guys are so cheap and pathetic and sorry ass that you alerted the authorities.
I know.
They called the cops on Sean Payton.
Yeah, Sean Payton said, yeah, it was me. I'll pay.
Sean Payton
he said he'd pay for all the damages.
Law enforcement even said, there's no whatever.
Exactly. Like, the Bengals stink.
Like, really? You called the cops?
Call the cops on Marvin Lewis and that terrible job he's been doing.
I find it ironic that a team that has Vontaze Burfict on it are snitches. If we systematically search the cars in the parking lot of Cincinnati Bengal players, you'd probably find like a half a kilo of cocaine, 300 hits of Molly, 2 pounds of heroin, and like 18 pounds of marijuana.
And a body in the trunk.
Now, I'm assuming that Cincinnati Bengal players have probably killed 3 people and we don't know about it. And you guys are calling the cops on Sean Payton.
They had Pac-Man Jones was on that team, okay?
Yeah, you employed Pac-Man Jones.
But you're calling the cops.
You employ Vontaze Burfict.
Oh, Chad Johnson punched Marvin Lewis in the face. Where was the cops at then?
Like, I love the irony of this. Like, the Bengals, the biggest, like, criminal enterprise in the NFL, snitches Sean Payton. Oh, they broke our fire alarm in our room. If I was a cop, I would have told him, you deserve it. You lost 51-14. Now go F yourselves while we do more important things.
And it was going on for 30 minutes. Like, if it was going Yeah, exactly. Make it stop.
I got to be honest. My fire alarm in my condo in Toronto, it used to always go off. I finally just ripped it out of the ceiling.
I took mine.
And when I moved out, I had to tell the lady, oh, by the way. And how do you lie about that? I said, by the way, the fire alarm fell out of the ceiling. I said,
it fell off. No, you took it off.
She kind of like looked at me. I was like, yeah, just sort of fell out.
I'm
like,
sorry.
And you can totally see it. Like, it is sort of the beginning when you hear Steve Kerr say that the team is emotionally spent. We're 2 weeks into the season. That's not a good sign right now.
Yeah, because you got a bully in the clubhouse. You got a bully in the locker room. And in a way, this is Steve Kerr's fault. They have let Draymond Green get away with being a bully to the point where he can't be checked now. Now, if you rewatch the play, when the ball comes off the rim, Kevin Durant is right next to the ball. Draymond steps in front of him, grabs the ball. Durant claps his hand in anger immediately. You see how the rest of the play plays out. They go to the bench. Durant says, give me the ball. Then they start going back and forth. Apparently, when they got into the locker room, it got so bad, like nobody got in each other's face. It was no face-to-face. Everybody was separated. But he started calling Kevin Durant a B-word to the point where Klay Thompson.
B.I.?
He starts calling him that word, and to the point where Klay Thompson, who doesn't say a word, steps up and defends Kevin Durant. They start going back and forth, and Draymond Green more or less was like, why y'all defending him? He's not even going to be here next year.
And you know that contract stuff is going to come up.
Exactly.
And Steve Kerr can lie. No one's talking about
Green this. Was wrong for that. You don't bring up nobody else's money. Green was wrong for that.
Nah, but I don't think it's bringing up someone else's money so much as you've come here for a couple of years, you're going to leave, and you're going to tell me what to do on the way out. This will be resentment that continues.
I agree.
Now, Draymond Green, and Corey is right, Draymond Green, is larger than that room in a sense, because he knows, Corey, they lost without him. What happened last week when he was out? They lost again. They lost. So he can basically hang his hat on, you know what? You guys freaking need me. You can't win without me. You think you can win without me, but you never do win without me. And you know Draymond's telling his guys this. He's telling him and his agent and his boys, saying, F them. I'm the most valuable player on this team, and I'm sick of these guys. Oh, give him the ball, give him the ball. I'm the one that's diving for loose balls.
Yeah, but you're
He's going to be leaving anyways.
But here's the problem. When all this is going on, you notice who's not in that room? Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
It just so happened that Steph Curry was not a part of this. Steph Curry and Draymond Green are like this. They're very tight. They're very close.
I feel like he doesn't like to get involved in in drama, though.
Yeah, I can see that too.
He's not a drama guy.
He's a he's a family man.
Yeah. He's like, leave me out of this. You guys are grown men.
Yeah, but they're the ones. Clay and Curry are like, well, that's Draymond being Draymond.
Exactly.
Because they know
they've let him get away with it for too long.
He's the tough guy at the club when they go out. And I'm not saying they even go out together, but Draymond has their back.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, if somebody went up and punched Steph Curry in the face on a court,
Draymond is going to be the one right there.
Assault him.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody started going at Clay, I think Draymond would assault him.
Yeah.
Somebody goes at Kevin Durant,
it's like,
I think Draymond, he's got it.
The team going to jump in.
Yeah, see, but you know what I mean? Like, he'd run through a wall for the other guys. I'm not so sure he'd run through a wall. Because Draymond's so real, deep down inside, he's probably thinking,
does that mean
this
that Kevin
guy.
Durant's more of a diva than we think?
No, Kevin Durant.
1,000,000% Kevin Durant's a diva.
No,
but Kevin Durant is right about this.
He's right. He is a diva, but in this case.
But he didn't need to do it publicly. He could have waited in the room after.
No. They're on the basketball court, Gabe. It just the game just, come on now, Gabe.
Yeah, but she did show Draymond up.
Okay, but here's the thing. If Jacob
Draymond knows he was an idiot, he fell on his face.
The team is going to be in the finals. If Draymond Green goes back to the club and says, my bad, it ends. But instead of saying my bad, he defended it. And they were like, no, you're wrong.
Draymond didn't apologize for kicking LeBron.
They're trying to get him to apologize, but he's too stubborn and hard-headed to do so. After the game, they asked Durant about it. They said, oh, him and Draymond are going to be okay. He was like, I don't know. He was not committal to it. So him and Draymond have a problem. Now, another thing is,
he was asked, have you and Draymond spoken since the incident? He just said no. You know, Wojo stating that it got pretty ugly. They're competitive guys. If anything, actually, though, you know, we've seen this with the New England Patriots before when there's controversy.
Yeah.
Remember, like, when Belichick kicked Brady's, like, holistic doctor out of the room?
Yeah, when Brady...
And, oh, there's trouble with the Patriots and Belichick and Brady, and they might leave, and Belichick doesn't get along with Brady's father, and Brady, you know, and all this stuff. They went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, remember Tom Brady had that hand-cut injury that he cut on somebody's helmet? I think he cut it trying to throw a punch at Josh McDaniels. That's speculation. But the situation in Golden State, when you start to look at the money, you follow the money. Klay and Durant are free agents after this season. They can only sign one.
And which one do you think stays? Come on.
They'll keep Klay. They'll try to make something. They'll try to make it right by Durant. They'll put Cousins on a 1-1. They ain't what you do with Draymond, because Draymond is up in 2020. So now you can't have all four of them making this money, and then Cousins coming back on the 1-1 again.
Well, that'll eventually be the end of the era.
So who leaves?
You can't keep this thing together.
The way
forever.
It sounds like now, they're Draymond. Willing. Exactly.
Draymond will
they're
be
willing
the one.
To give Klay the max. They'll give Steph the max. And they'll move Draymond. And then they'll do the 1-1 with DeMarcus Cousins.
And Draymond will like it because he'll get overpaid somewhere. He'll get the ultra max.
I think he wants to be there, though. I think Draymond wants to be there.
I think he also wouldn't mind being the man as well and not being yelled
at. Is Draymond good enough to be the man?
No.
Draymond's the one that do all the yelling, Gabe. No. They don't come in there yelling at him. He come in there yelling at them.
You got to understand, Draymond Green is an imbalanced person for the most part.
Exactly.
He's a real good competitor, but he's in his own.
He's from Saginaw, Michigan, son. You know how that goes. He's out there. He's all the way out there.
He's a Michigan State Spartan. That's all you need to know.
I feel like he's a loyal dude deep down and he means well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people like that, like, they're crazy, but
yeah, but
like,
he's loyal. He's loyal to Curry. Friend. He's loyal to Thompson.
Right.
He's loyal to Kerr.
Okay, but
he doesn't have to be loyal to KD.
Yeah. I was going to say there's a reason he's not. So
I think, deep down inside, he knows KD's not one of them.
The organization came out there yesterday and they showed you where with Kevin Durant on this. And if Draymond has to go because of this, then so be it.
Yeah,
they would rather have Kevin Durant than Draymond Green.
Them sitting Draymond Green and publicly stating, we're not paying him and he's sitting tonight. Yeah, and I'm sure that went real well with Draymond.
I'm sure Draymond's in a bad mood right now.
Drama in the NBA. Hey, it's good.
All the time. This season just started.
The rest of the league is just popping popcorn right now. Hey, good. Yeah. Hey, look at these guys. Keep fighting, guys. Keep fighting.
Right.
It's amazing. They said Boogie Cousins would be a cancer in that room. We were going to get into Zach Smith psychotic and try to bring Tom Herman down with him.
Right. And why he chose him over everyone. And now you explained it before because you said the...
his wife hooked him up with this Brett McMurphy dude. And I guess he sort of encouraged it. Yeah, you should speak if he's abusing you.
Right.
So he's like, and you're, what about you getting a happy ending at the massage parlor a couple of years ago when we were on the road?
Well, the latest Brett McMurphy story.
Let's change the subject.
The latest Brett McMurphy story.
Every time I bring up massage parlor, Corey, like, it's like, he gets sort of, hey.
He's like, all right, next topic.
He's like, anyways.
When did this become about me? Listen, if somebody hates you the way Brett McMurphy hates Zach Smith, you got a problem. This is like a baby mama type hate right here. So he scorched earth on him again with his kid, Trayvon Grimes. He said that they got into an altercation with Zach Smith and Trayvon Grimes. He called him a blank, 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 blank.
Oh, God.
He called him a blank, blank, blank.
I think I know what blank, blank,
blank. A blank, blank, blank. A blank, blank, blank.
Wow.
Give us a couple of letters in the context here. We're all grown ups in the room.
B-A-N.
A B-A-N. Roof.
An itch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roof. Behind me. So he called him that. You know what I'm saying? Now.
So you're saying, it's a little confusing here. I'm not speaking. Like, what are you guys all like? Like I said, what is this, Basalt Tuesday?
Corey and me have like the same.
Yeah, he's
language,
talking like you barking now and stuff.
Yeah. All right, so Tuesday.
There's accusations that he used the N-word. Well, let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah. B-A N-word.
Yeah, so That's the accusation. The two of them get in each other's face, and then the kid, Grimes, was like, well, what about you and all these college girls? And he was like, what? So now McMurphy has talked to the parents of the kid, and all of a sudden, everything is starting to come out. Now Zach Smith is tweeting back at McMurphy. These two dudes need to fight in the steel cage. They need to have a hell in a cell, these two.
Yeah.
They need to have a hell in a cell. This is, like, it's time for these two right here, because McMurphy going to keep exposing, son. If I'm Zach Smith, I'd be quiet, and I just try to go away at this point, because now more and more stuff is coming out, and like you said in the break, Gabe, Urban Meyer is going to pay for Zach Smith.
You know what's crazy? And I
He's a crazy dude. He's definitely on something. Like
Zach Smith?
Yeah, he's on bath salts.
I was sitting there, I was at Xfinity, and I go on Twitter, and I'm reading this. I'm like, is this dude for real?
He's
wild. Like, he's ballsy tweeting this stuff when he's being accused of what he's...
The crazy thing is, Michelle, these coaches all protect each other.
Yeah.
And let's say 25% of them probably have hit their wife before. I hate to be so general.
Yeah.
Like, where I'm going with this is, Zach Smith would have gotten hired again. The fact that, he might have hit his wife before...
If this story didn't get as crazy as it did.
Like, there's a coach at Baylor, Michelle, in which the kids on the team, one kid on the team murdered another kid on the team. He conspired to cover it up with the other kids. And he basically stated, if we all stick together, we can lie here about what really happened and keep our team together. He got rehired. Okay? He's coaching.
Yeah.
Dave Bliss. Zach Smith would have been hired again. For some reason, he just can't shut up for a year and stay off of Twitter. And now this is over-the-top stuff. And this will bring down Urban Meyer. I've been predicting this for a couple of weeks now, that Urban Meyer will step down at the end of the year.
He has to.
If he had any, if he wasn't a coward, yeah, but you know what? To. He's a coward. You're a coward, Urban Meyer. No, you've always been a coward.
He already got having headaches and stuff, so he's already
set up. You've always been a coward. I mean, you go back to Aaron Hernandez, and you look in the other way when Aaron Hernandez was shooting people at Florida, all the cover-ups, your players stealing credit cards from dead people, the sexual stuff. We can go down the list of indiscretions around Urban Meyer. You cover up the fact that one of your best friends is beating up his wife for 15 years, and now we find out that your best friend is an assistant coach.
You knew about that. He knew about it. They said Meyer knows about the incident at practice, knows about Zach Smith calling the kid.
No, they're saying Meyer was there.
Meyer was there. So Meyer's
and this is his father. So people, and no one's going to believe the father. So this is Trayvon's father.
LeBron Grimes, yeah.
LeBron. It's hard. When crazy. I saw LeBron, I know.
I'm like, the only two people in the world named LeBron.
The crazy thing is.
I thought you were joking.
No, but the crazy thing is, I sort of thought the kid name was LeBron.
Yeah, no. The kid.
Like somebody was named after LeBron. No.
No, the grown man
the
name
father
is LeBron.
The father is LeBron. Wow. They have to be the only two LeBrons in the state of Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, is LeBron a common name?
Well, this kid is from Florida. I think this family is from Florida.
From Florida. That's right.
I think they're from Fort Lauderdale. So they had like Dade Broward.
All right, so this is what I want to get to, though. So you hear when these kids transfer, you always hear this. And I tweeted a story yesterday about Bill Snyder, the K-State coach, who withholds bowl rings, Corey.
Yeah.
If you win a bowl game, but you transfer, you don't get your ring,
that's
even
crazy.
Though it's your property.
That's crazy. That's not fair.
No, it's not right.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, and that's for the organization.
He basically,
I was on
like,
that
he
team.
Wouldn't answer questions. He's like, I don't, that's,
I'm Bill Snyder.
But I saw another, remember we talked about it last week where the guy, remember we talked about this, Michelle? You brought it up, and in which a kid said he's going to transfer, and a coach told him, I'll send your ass back to Haiti.
Yes, yes.
I'll ruin your life.
Yes. Yep.
You'll never play college sports anywhere in America. Yep. You'll be back in Haiti. So these coaches attack these kids when they transfer. Now, this is where I'm going with this. This kid, Trayvon Grimes, his father said he was in tears. That he told his father, I can't play here. They just called me a bitch-ass N-word. The coach did.
The coach did. the coach, yeah. not a teammate.
So he told his dad.
Not somebody on the O-line.
He told his dad, I want to leave. I yeah. don't want to play for these guys. And then they gave them the old, well, you got to fight through adversity stuff.
Yeah.
When people are calling you a bitch-ass N-word, that's not fighting through adversity.
The fact
that this is accepted and acceptable is just more disgusting, despicable behavior from teams in college athletics, the NCAA, and specifically around Urban Meyer. Urban, it's time to step down, bro. Yeah. You're going to wait this out? Wait it out, and I can't wait. We're going to kick your ass in the final game of the year, and that'll be your bye-bye and your swan song.
And then we'll see you on ESPN next year. Urban Meyer.
And they'll talk, about a leader of great young
men. Exactly. And listen, you can't have...
Will Muschamp was talking about how he's a leader of men. They asked him, did you talk to your kids about voting? He's like, no, why would I do that?
Because you're a leader
He never told his kids, hey, maybe you should vote, right? And talk to them about voting or anything, no.
Son is in bad shape right now, Urban Meyer. And as you read, and I haven't had a chance to read the whole story from McMurphy, the more Smith opens his mouth, the more McMurphy is like, what you want to do? I got more.
And this is pretty, we forget about this stuff. These guys are kids. So the guy called his father in tears and he said, you won't believe what just happened. I can't play for these guys. I got to get out of here. His father sort of told him to suck it up. And I guess his mother called. His mother called after the father and said, our kid's leaving. Like, he's not staying.
Yeah, mother's more than likely. Your pops, is a good chance your pops going to say, nah, you got to fight through this.
LeBron Graham said his son told him that Zach got up in his face and called him a bitch-ass N-word and said, I should never have recruited you.
And then look what the kid said to Zach.
And then Trayvon said something to Zach about him messing around with college girls.
Look at this.
So the player said, what are you?
Yeah, that's the one I saw. He
so
was
not
like,
only is Zach beating his wife up, allegedly.
Recruits or whatever, yeah.
He's doing like, wow.
Not only is he beating his wife up, he's tricking on young girls. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
Going to the college, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? As according to Mr. Grimes. Lot going on. Urban Meyer, it's time to take a break, bro. Somebody new going to be in Ohio State next year. Here's the thing about it. Everybody in Columbus, everybody in Seabus, Urban
Smith
Meyer was
him,
done wrong.
Zach Smith told him he was just coaching.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
language was just, they were just coaching him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where is it in some coach's handbook that you must degrade children? Like, this isn't disciplinarian stuff. This is wacko stuff. Like, you football coaches, a lot of you, you're like that guy in Cleveland with girls locked up in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, you're that close to, like, abuse. Locking kids in sheds, sending them back to Haiti, strangling them.
Calling them.
Killing them.
We're
not exaggerating. Yeah. A kid died in Maryland.
Killing them.
They rehired the coach.
They brought him back,
son. They fired him the day after because they were like, oh, people are kind of upset about this.
Why would you think they
it's
wouldn't
like,
well, be upset?
You know, yeah, the coach killed somebody.
Remember, what's your man name down in Texas? When the kid got the concussion, they was like, go sit in that room.
Mike Leach.
Mike Leach, yeah.
They put him in a shed.
Just so happened his pops was on ESPN. I wouldn't have heard about that. This goes on everywhere. But Ohio State, they're going to make it seem like everybody's out to get us.
Yeah, we'll get back to this. Like, Ohio State, you're a cesspool of contamination. You got Bob here, too.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob wants to wish you a happy birthday as well. And I'm assuming
hey
Bob
guys,
Bob's probably
going
to sing. What's up, Bob?
Yes, I'm going to sing
Yay!
A song to Michelle today.
Yes, I can't wait, Bob. Let's go.
I'm going to sing you a song.
Okay.
Well, Jeff is going to get mad. Jake's going to get mad at me.
No, he won't. Who cares?
No, he won't. Jake not worried about you, Bob.
Depends what song you sing.
Jake not tripping, Bob.
Probably going to punch me in the face for that.
No, okay. He won't.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michelle. Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Thank you, Bob. That was great. That just made my day.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, Corey, was that good?
They did a good job, Bob. I approve of it.